You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. You're hearing the sounds right now of a new popular selfie background in New York City. The two state-of-the-art fountains in front of the Metropolitan Museum of Art were unveiled last week after a two-year redesign and reconstruction. They're part of a new plaza that stretches along 5th Avenue from 80th to 84th Street and includes 106 new trees, along with tables and chairs, and a row of benches shaded by large red umbrellas. The plaza is named after David H. Koch, the Met board member and controversial political conservative who footed the whole $65 million bill. And here with a review of the plaza and to talk about Koch's role in New York arts institutions is WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
The new fountains, they replaced the old ones that were built back in the 1970s. What do you think? Are they worth all those millions of dollars?
Well, if we're going to judge them in strictly architectural terms, I would say that there are pluses and minuses. The plus of the new fountain is that it makes a wonderful sound. I like listening to the sound of bubbling water as I move through New York City. I do find it soothing. And the fountains also offer an edge that you can sit on, an edge that is wide enough to double as a bench. On the other hand, there are several drawbacks. One of which, I think, is that they're fairly generic looking. They're made from black granite. They're small. And I would say the main problem with the fountains is that they kind of block the sweeping approach to the staircase that we are accustomed to. The staircase at the Metropolitan Museum is not like any other staircase in the city. And the new fountains block the sweeping space that previously led up to each side of the staircase.
This new outdoor space we're talking about sits prominently in front of the Met, and it's named David H. Koch Plaza. Mm-hmm. And some people protested about that last week. Why?
David Koch is, of course, a very polarizing conservative who has given money to many causes. He's not just a philanthropist, but he is a political activist. He has crusaded against the Affordable Care Act. And he actually once was on the Libertarian ticket for vice president, at which time he said that Social Security was the ultimate pyramid scheme. He has views that would not be popular with most New Yorkers. And I do think that the Met made his name a little too large on the fountain.
Well, you know, you spoke to the senior vice president for public affairs at the Met, Harold Holzer. And here's what he said when you asked him if Koch asked for his name to be there.
He didn't ask for a naming. He just asked us, please give this building the kind of fountains that it deserves.
Why do you think they decided to put his name on the plaza? Is it because, you know, it's common practice to have donor names on galleries and atriums and even bathrooms?
I don't know. I would have preferred if his name had gone inside in the lobby. I don't think the Met should be turned into an advertisement for him. And when I walk past his name, I will think, oh, there's David Koch who wants to dismantle Social Security. It brings up unpleasant associations. And I think the Met should have taken that into consideration instead of pandering to him. I assume they did it because they want future gifts from him. And I hope they get them. I hope he gives all his money to the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Okay, well, you know, the fountains are new, but the old street vendors are still out in front of the Met, more than 20 of them. And that's something that the Met's Harold Holzer isn't too happy about.
The whole idea of this renovation is to open this vista. And sadly, at the center, it's the reverse of opened up. It's 25 soubrette umbrellas, food carts, and it's a problem.
And it turns out the city's in a legal battle with the vendors because the Met actually has no jurisdiction over them. Is that right?
It's incredible. The Met just spent $65 million to redesign its plaza, which now is completely crowded with food carts lined up along the edge of the sidewalk and blocking access to the museum. This is a complicated issue. It goes back to an old New York City rule that was passed after the Civil War that allows disabled veterans to be exempted from any rules about food court. And a lot of these vendors, in fact, all of these vendors, are claiming to be disabled veterans.
You know, David H. Koch also has a theater at Lincoln Center named after him, the home of the New York City Ballet and former home of New York City Opera. He's also donated money to the Museum of Natural History. I mean, what do you make of his role as an arts philanthropist in the city?
I think philanthropy has always been a way to brush up a reputation, and he is somebody who is very much improving his reputation or trying to improve his reputation with gifts to New York's cultural institutions and hospitals. He has excellent taste in philanthropy, and we all hope he continues to give, but that he doesn't seize every naming opportunity as a chance to plaster his name all over New York City.
All right, listeners.
Tone it down, David Koch.
All right, listeners, we'd like to know what you think. Are you okay with the Met's new plaza being named after David H. Koch? Why or why not? You can join the conversation at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Soterios.
You're listening to WNYC.